From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to continue 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President lauds Spain's commitment to supporting Indonesia's sovereignty. Minister highlights blue economy's role in reducing carbon emission. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has lauded the Spanish government's commitment to supporting the sovereignty of Indonesia, which is going to strengthen its territorial integrity. It was stated by Vice President Ma'ruf Amin while receiving the Spanish ambassador to Indonesia, Francisco Aguilera Aranda, at the Vice Presidential Office on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further said both Spain and Indonesia should affirm their joint commitment to upholding territorial integrity, particularly when separatist efforts are threatening the security of the two countries. Blue economy in coastal ecosystem will aid in increasing the achievement of reducing carbon or greenhouse gas emission, as stated in the nationally determined contribution document. This was said by Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya during a virtual discussion related to blue carbon followed in Jakarta Monday, as reported by Antara. Minister Nurbaya noted, based on the dynamics of the response to the issue of carbon emission, the business world and the community have high hopes to contribute in reducing greenhouse gas emission. Now we move to the Ministry of Investment, which is collaborating with digital wallet company Dana to jointly advance micro, small, and medium enterprises in Indonesia, especially in accessing financial inclusion and achieving legality. The hope from the signing of this agreement is that support can be implemented properly, especially in the context of supporting risk-based business licensing, as mandated by the law for small, I should say micro, small, and medium enterprises actors. The last national news comes from Indonesia's trade balance with the two warring countries, Russia and Ukraine, was in deficit due to the ongoing war. It was said by Head of the Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, Margo Yuwono, during a press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that BPS would like to conclude that this conflict has caused trade balance of Indonesia to be in deficit, in which the largest deficit is with Russia. Now we move to the international news. the Biden administration will no longer enforce a U.S. mask mandate on public transportation after a federal judge in Florida on Monday ruled that the 14-month-old directive was unlawful, overturning a key White House effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, soon after the announcement, United Airlines and Alaska Airlines relaxed the restrictions effective immediately on all domestic flights. Next, Liechtenstein is to convene the UN General Assembly on Tuesday to debate a draft resolution backed by Washington requiring the 5 permanent members of the Security Council to justify their use of the veto. An old idea aimed at making permanent members cut back use of their veto powers, it has been revived by Russia's recent invasion of Ukraine. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Moscow's veto power has allowed it to paralyze action in the Security Council, which is supposed to intervene in such conflicts as a guarantor of global peace, as defined by the Charter of the United Nations. We end the news with French President Emmanuel Macron said on Monday his dialogue with Russian President Vladimir Putin has stalled after mass killings were discovered in Ukraine. As reported by Reuters.com, Macron also said since the massacres France has discovered in Bucha and in other towns, the war has taken a different turn. So he did not speak to him again directly since, but he doesn't rule out doing so in the future. Russia has called the accusation its forces executed civilian in Bucha while occupying the town a monstrous forgery aimed at denigrating the Russian army. Next, we present you commentary entitled Homecoming with Stricter Health Protocols.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Homecoming with Stricter Health Protocols. In less than 2 weeks to come, Muslims are going to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. For the people of Indonesia, this is the time they have been waiting to meet parents, family, and relatives to celebrate Eid al-Fitr together in their hometown. This opportunity was held back for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo officially announced permission for the public to go home for the holidays on Wednesday. The decision was accompanied by the government's promise to work hard to provide maximum service. The goal is that travelers can travel safely and comfortably. This policy, of course, is welcomed by the people, especially those who have received the third or booster vaccine. Therefore, this is one of the conditions that must be met by those who want to return home. While those who only have the first and second vaccines must show negative antigen and PCR test results for exposure to COVID-19. However, those under the age of 18 are allowed not to undergo antigen testing although they have not received the third dose of the vaccine. The high desire of the people to return home is proven by the sale of train tickets. Currently, 43% of 2.4 million train tickets have been sold. The joy of celebrating Eid al-Fitr in the hometown must be certainly accompanied by greater caution. Thus, compliance with implementing health protocols is a must. Obedience to take care of oneself and others by implementing health protocols must be firmly attached. Although, based on the body's antibody survey against the virus conducted by the Ministry of Health, the antibody levels of the Indonesian people rose to 99.2%. But the discipline of carrying out health protocols is certainly better. Moreover, celebrating Eid al-Fitr together in the hometown has become the desire of around 85 million people, as estimated by the government. Another thing that travelers should also pay attention to is safety and comfort on the way to their hometown. The survey results from the Ministry of Transportation show that there are 23 million cars and 17 million motorcycles that will be used by the travelers this year. You can imagine the density on the roads to the hometown. President Joko Widodo is focusing on this. He also invited the public to avoid the peak of the homecoming flow on April 28, 29, and 30, 2022. The Indonesian government has taken various anticipatory steps to provide comfort for travelers, such as traffic regulation and engineering, including odd-even rules, one-way enforcement, and the prohibition of trucks from entering toll roads. But the most important thing is the anticipation and readiness of the travelers. The joy of celebrating Eid al-Fitr at home should not make people forget the compliance with implementing health protocols. Strict discipline of wearing masks, avoiding crowds, and washing hands that have been carried out for more than 2 years must still be prioritized. Another thing that should receive more attention is the feasibility and readiness of motor vehicles. Vehicle readiness for a long trip to their hometown must also be prioritized. Gathering with family and friends at home while staying safe from COVID-19 must be the determination of all travelers. Hopefully, after Eid al-Fitr homecoming, there is no increase in COVID-19 cases. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Well, listener, the program commentary ends the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with April the 19th, 1930. The All Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, is founded. The Indonesian Football Association, abbreviated in Indonesian as PSSI, is the organization responsible for managing football associations in Indonesia. Its first general chairman was Suratin Sugroso Gondo. In the course of its organization, PSSI joined the World Soccer Body, FIFA, in 1952 and then with the Asian Football Body, AFC, in 1954. Football is very popular in Indonesia. In fact, it can be said as one of the most popular sports in the country. PSSI held various competitions and tournaments, such as the Indonesian League or Liga 1, then there was Liga 2, Liga 3, Women's League 1, and the Indonesian Cup. Turning to April the 19th, 1953, Wahid Hashim's death. Indonesia's first minister of religion, Abdul Wahid Hashim, died in Cimahi, West Java on April the 19th, 1953, at the age of 38 years. He is the father of Indonesia's fourth president, Abdurrahman Wahid, and the son of Muhammad Hashim Asyari, one of Indonesia's national heroes. Wahid Hashim, with a myriad of thoughts and religion, state, education, politics, society, Nahdlatul Ulama, and Pesantren, has become a layer of Islamic and Indonesian history that cannot be replaced by anyone. I'll end today in history with April the 19th, 1961. Fidel Castro resigned as leader of the Cuban Communist Party. Fidel Castro is a Cuban revolutionary and politician with communist leanings. Castro served as Prime Minister of Cuba from 1959 to 1976 and as President of Cuba from 1976 to 2008. In addition, he also served as First Secretary of the Cuban Communist Party from 1965 to 2011. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing out. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing out. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, talking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian ambassador establishes friendship with key figures to strengthen relations between Indonesia and New Zealand. The ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to New Zealand and concurrently Samoa, Tonga, Cook Islands and Niue, Finche Marije Swebu arrived in New Zealand at the end of January 2022. Since then, Ambassador Finche Marije Swebu has actively engaged with various key government figures of New Zealand. As quoted on kemlu.co.id page, on April 18th, like any ambassador who has just been assigned, the introduction began with a meeting with the head of protocol for New Zealand, Rod Harris, which was then followed by the handing over of a letter of credence from President Joko Widodo to New Zealand General Governor Dame Cindy Kiro on February 22, 2022. In addition, Ambassador Finche Marije Swebu has also held several meetings with various important figures at the New Zealand Ministry of Foreign Affairs, especially those dealing with bilateral relations with Indonesia, including Nicole Robertson, Divisional Manager for South and Southeast Asia, and Mark Sinclair, Deputy Secretary of Americas and Asia Group, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade, New Zealand. Ambassador Fincher also met with the Speaker of the New Zealand Parliament, the Right Honourable Trevor Mallard and Honourable Marja Lubeck, the first and only member of the New Zealand Parliament of Indonesian descent from the currently ruling Labour Party. On that occasion, various issues that came up, including Indonesia's plan to host various important meetings, among others, the 144th Assembly of the IPU and its related meetings, last March, the 7th session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction in May, and of course, a series of meetings in the context of Indonesia's presidency of the G20. Ambassador Fincher also expressed her appreciation for New Zealand's cooperation, support, and assistance in easing Indonesia's burden in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. In July 2021, the New Zealand government has expressed a commitment to provide support to Indonesia in the form of 100 units of Airflow 2 non-invasive or nasal high-flow ventilator made by Fisher & Paykel Healthcare worth $800,000, rapid test kit worth $500,000 through WHO, and support to the Eijkman Institute for Molecular Biology regarding the increase in genome sequencing capacity worth $270,000. Although various meetings had to be postponed due to the constraint of the COVID-19 variant Omicron pandemic, which was reaching its peak in New Zealand, this did not dampen the enthusiasm of the two countries to be able to further strengthen coordination and synergy to further advance cooperation amid various uncertainties in the international world. That was my Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Rasa itu tak pernah ada.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOA listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we take you to Aceh in Sumatra Island. When traveling to Aceh, do not forget to taste the local specialties such as duck curry, goat curry, plik u curry, timpan, mesekat, and sate matang. However, if you want to taste a light dish like snacks or Acehnese cake, you can try kue timpan or timpan cake. Timpan is an Acehnese snack. This special food is made from glutinous rice flour, banana, and coconut milk. All of these ingredients are then stirred until chewy. Then it is made lengthwise and inside the cake dough is filled with srikaya sauce. After that, the dough is wrapped in young banana leaves that have been smeared with oil, so it doesn't stick. Then the cake is steamed for about 30 minutes. Besides being filled with srikaya sauce, kue timpan is also usually filled with grated coconut that has been processed. Following the times, there is also srikaya, which is modified with a mixture of durian. In fact, the ingredients used for cake dough, namely glutinous rice flour, are also sometimes mixed with plantains or pumpkins. When the banana leaf that wraps this cake is opened, you can immediately smell the sweet aroma of the cake. The taste of timpan cake is chewy and sweet. Usually, this traditional cake is eaten with a cup of coffee or tea. Kue timpan, a sweet cake made from glutinous rice flour, is a favorite food for the Acehnese people on major Islamic holidays, such as Eid al-Fitr. Usually, before Eid al-Fitr, the people of Aceh make this traditional food to be served on the festive day. In addition to Islamic holidays, kue timpan is also often found at parties, social gatherings, and other important banquets held by the people of Aceh. The delicious taste makes this cake loved by all people, both the young and the old ones. If you want to try this specialty cake, come to Aceh. There are many food stalls selling timpan cake with relatively cheap prices, around 2,000 rupiah to 5,000 rupiah, or 14 to 35 cents US dollar. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Pergi dengan yang lain. kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku, hanya aku di hatimu, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelah ku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. The program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is gratitude expression. I will present a conversation which takes place in a plane between Dev and a cabin crew. Dev thanks the cabin crew for helping him while keeping his luggage in the compartment. Let's listen to their conversation.
Saya bantu, Pak. Terima kasih. Sama-sama.
Next is vocabulary and phrases. After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic. I will speak slowly and you can repeat after me. Terima kasih. Terima kasih, which means thank you. Sama-sama. Sama-sama, which means you are welcome. In the conversation, you hear the In the conversation, you hear the expression terima kasih and sama-sama, which means thank you and you are welcome. To say thank you to someone in Indonesian, you can say terima kasih. If someone thanks you, you can respond with sama-sama. Now it's other examples. Let's listen to other examples of expression of gratitude.
Saya bantu, Pak. Terima kasih. Sama-sama.
In everyday conversation, you may hear the word makasih. The word makasih is a short form of the word terima kasih. That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today. Hopefully, this edition is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We will meet again in the next edition with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Zapinku di Ujung Angan by Usman featuring Vienna. This song was composed by Usman Bengkalis, which comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. The song is about Zapin, a traditional Malay dance. In the lyrics, Zapin dance is said to have beautiful movement. This song begins by saying Bismillah, which means in the name of God, and becomes a consolation for longing. Well, listener, here is Usman featuring Vienna with the Malay song entitled Zapinku di Ujung Angan. Enjoy!
Sejak dahulu dikenal sudah, hanyalah sampai hilangkan bunda. Zapin mengalun sayang dalam dendangan, hanyalah angan sebatas angan. Zapin ku zapin sayang di ujung angan, pelipur rindu terkenang pujaan. Kalaulah rambut
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.